What is up, Illinois Realtors? So good to finally be with you. Supposed to be with you last year, but we all know what happened in 2020. But we're here today. So excited to talk to you about podcasting, the power of podcasting. And so, guys, I want you to understand, if you leave this, or if we get, you know, 10, 15 minutes into this and you're like, eh, I don't want to do a podcast, that's not for me, cool. I'm going to show you something at the end where even if you don't want to do a podcast yourself, you can actually still benefit from and grow your business with other podcasts. So I'm going to teach you that strategy as well. So let's jump into it, guys. First off, real quick, my name is Dustin Brome, the host. There we go. Dustin Brome, host of the Massive Agent Podcast. I'm also the co-founder of the Industry Syndicate Podcast Network. And I speak on real estate marketing, lead generation, social media, yada, yada, yada. Spoken at a few places, nominated for an award, you know, cool stuff. So that's me. I know a thing or two about podcasting. I've been doing the Massive Agent Podcast for, as of the time that I'm recording this, 176 episodes every single week. And I've had a lot of fun with it. All right. So let's get into podcasting. Why should you care? Maybe you probably listen to podcasts or have listened to a podcast, but you're hopefully the title of today's class got your attention. How to triple your sales with podcasts. Well, let's go back a little bit. Let's zoom out. Okay. What do sellers want? Sellers want to sell their house for as much money as possible with as few headaches as possible, right? As few headaches as possible. And they want to net the most money. That's pretty much what sellers want. So why do I bring that up? Well, great marketing leads to more exposure. More exposure for a property leads to more money for the seller. So if you become great at marketing, and if you become great at getting exposure above and beyond what the average agent can do for their seller, then you're going to be able to help sellers sell their place for more money. And then you're going to get more deals because of it. Right? You're going to have very happy clients. They're going to be more than happy to refer you to others. You can advertise the fact that you sell for X amount more than average or whatever. And so when you do a killer job as an agent, we're just talking about the listing side for right now. If you do a killer job for the sellers, knock it out of the park, you're going to get more business. When you do business very, very well, and you do the job that your clients expect and even exceed that, you're going to get more business. All right. So, credibility. How many of you guys listen to podcasts or have listened to a podcast or you've listened to a radio show before? The hosts of those shows, in your eyes, they're kind of like a celebrity. The host of the show has a certain level of credibility that the average person on the street does not have, simply because they are the host of the show. So think about this. If you're the host of the show, this works not just with podcasting, but somebody that gets a lot of attention through their Instagram stories or has a great YouTube channel and has a following there, or they do a Facebook live show, you know, a couple times a month where they cook, for example. The host of the show has credibility that they've created for themselves. How cool is that? Right? So you can control whether or not you have credibility and you attain this certain level of celebrity, if you will, in your local market or beyond. You control that simply by hosting a show. So something that has really helped me, and let's be honest, the reason why I'm here talking with you today is because just over three years ago, I started a podcast. I started the Massive Agent Podcast three and a half years ago. And because I've been doing it for so long, I've built up a certain level of credibility as the host of this show. That's why I'm here. So this is self-evident that if you host your own show, you can get a lot of credibility, a lot of visibility within your local market. Something that when you show up to a listing presentation, you can say, "Hey, I'm the host of this show." And also, you're going to show up to listing presentations and they're already going to know who you are because you're the host of a show. It's a very, very big deal. So why podcasts? Why specifically should you think about starting a podcast or, spoiler alert, advertising on podcasts, which is the strategy I'll talk about a little bit later? Why? That's the question I get asked. This is the question I get asked the most is, well, it sounds cool. Yeah, I should probably do one, but it seems like everyone and their dog has a podcast. Sometimes their dog literally does have a podcast or an Instagram channel or Instagram account. But I get asked, well, isn't it too late to start? It seems like everyone's doing it. I can understand why you'd ask that question, but let me show you some numbers. Okay, this is really eye-opening. It's all about attention. Okay, you want to get attention and you feel like you're not going to get any because there's so many podcasts out there. Well, here are the stats as of March of 2021 from Buzzsprout, which is a hosting platform that has a ton of data all across podcasts worldwide. There's less than 400,000 active podcasts worldwide. There's now like 1.3 million podcasts total on Apple Podcasts all across the world, but only 400,000 of those are active podcasts, meaning they've published a new episode in the last 90 days and they have over 10 episodes published. So that means that you hear this number, like those 1.whatever million podcasts, that may seem like a big number to you. Remember, that's across all genres, all geographies, worldwide. Let's call it 1.4 million podcasts. Well, only 400,000 are even active. So the other million, they're not really competition for you. Not really. And then check this out. 80% of people that listen to podcasts, and a lot of you guys that listen to podcasts, I'm sure that this describes you perfectly. You listen to all or most of each episode. When you have a show that you subscribe to and you listen to regularly, you're going to listen to 80%. You're going to listen to, 80% of you will listen to all or most of every episode. So if it comes out every week, like my show, my listeners listen every single week to all or most of it. That's a big deal. Show me any other medium where you can have somebody watch the whole thing. So on average, a podcast episode, my shows are, you know, an hour-ish, sometimes less, sometimes a little bit more. But on average, 45 minutes of every episode is listened to. So people are listening to 45 minutes every single week. You can't do that with a Facebook post. You don't get that kind of attention with a YouTube video. If you're getting 10 minutes of average watch time on a YouTube video, you're killing it. You're performing better than most. 45 minutes. So you're able to get attention and have somebody listen to you for a long period of time every single episode. That's why I believe podcasting is the most powerful platform out there by far. Only, and here's where, you know, has the ship already sailed? No. According to Podcast Insights, January of this year, only 55% of the U.S. population has ever listened to an episode. Only 55% of America has ever listened to a podcast. So 45% hasn't. I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound overly saturated to me. It sounds like a lot of growth potential still. And then this is something super cool. Google will soon have audio results show up in their search results. So right now, when you Google how to unclog a toilet, for example, you'll have a YouTube video or a series of them pop up above the fold in the search results. And it's like, here, watch from 3 minutes to 9 minutes, and there's the answer to your question. Well, imagine that as a podcast episode showing a 6 minute clip from your podcast episode showing up in the Google search results. So the amount of exposure that your podcast can get is going to dramatically increase once this happens. Google's already putting podcasts in the search results. Like if you Google Massive Agent Podcast, you'll be able to find my show and find some episodes and play them, but not clips from them. That's going to be a very, very, very big deal, and that has not happened yet. I heard that from a Google executive's mouth at VoiceCon in May 2018. Still hasn't happened yet. So maybe you're sold. Maybe you're like, this podcasting sounds great, but how do I do it? That's what we're here to show you. I'm going to show you how to do it. And then for you guys, like I promised, who don't have any interest in doing a podcast yourself, I'll show you how you can still take advantage of this extremely powerful medium that is podcasting. So how do you do one? Here's what you need, guys. You need a microphone. You need something to record audio into. That could be your iPhone. You could literally record a podcast on your iPhone with earbuds. Okay. I use a microphone recorded into my MacBook. And then you need a plan. You need a plan for how often are you going to do it? Who's the audience? Who are you actually trying to reach? What do they want to hear? Okay, you really need to define that up front. And then is it going to be an interview show? Are you going to have solo episodes? Are you going to have a co-host? What does that look like? So the plan. And then you need a hosting platform like Buzzsprout. And I'll show you visually what a hosting platform does. Basically, it's where you take your audio file. That's all a podcast episode is, guys. It's a recorded audio file. Maybe you edit some music into it and stuff. You take that episode, you upload it to the host, to Buzzsprout, and the host sends it out to Apple and Spotify and Stitcher and Google and Alexa and all the places. The hosting platform does all the heavy lifting. You're also going to need, if you guys are going to do a show, you're going to have to come up with an album cover. Okay, that's my podcast. If you guys have seen my show before, that's my artwork for the show. Okay, so you're going to have to come up with that artwork. So when people are looking through their podcast platform, you know, does your artwork get attention? Is it obvious who it's for? If not, can they find out who it's for relatively quickly? Here's more about the plan. Co-hosts, solo, interviews, schedule every week, every other week, twice a week. I think a weekly show is perfect. Once a week is a great cadence. Any more than that, I think you're probably pushing it. You could do more, but you don't need to right from the get-go. Okay? You could always grow into more frequent episodes, or you can grow into less frequent episodes, whatever. There's some of the top podcasts out there, they publish an episode whenever the hell they feel like it. Usually they'll do one or two a month, but it's not a regular thing. I think it's ideal in the beginning, especially, to have a consistency. So for me, it's Thursday mornings. New episode every Thursday morning, and I've done that for 3.5 years. I highly recommend that because there's magic in the consistency. What's the show going to be called? And don't overthink this, guys. If you're going to make it, we're going to talk about what your show should be about, but don't overthink the name of the show. It doesn't need to be this big, long thing. You don't need to How I came up with the Massive Agent Podcast, I was walking my dog on New Year's Day, 2018, and I'm like, I need to do this podcast. I was listening to another podcast, Smart Passive Income by Pat Flynn, great podcast on online entrepreneurship and marketing and stuff. But I'm like, it was a podcast about podcasting. And I decided right then and there, I need to do this. I'm a marketing guy. I love marketing. I need a podcast because it sounds like, once I learn a few things, super simple, but yet so powerful. So I decided, all right, I'm going to do a podcast. Well, what should I call it? And I thought of the term mega agents. I knew that I was going to do it for real estate agents worldwide. So that was my audience. I'd be talking marketing tactics and, you know, how to be more profitable in your business. So the phrase mega agent came to mind. And I thought within like a fraction of a second, well, what's bigger than a mega agent? Massive agent. And then I thought, that's so stupid. What a stupid name that is. And then I'm like, okay, but I'll run with it. So I decided within like a fraction of a second, Massive Agent Podcast sounds stupid at the time. I'm going to make it mean something. Didn't overthink it. And I'm glad that I didn't. Another thing that you guys need if you're going to do a podcast, some consistent way of beginning and ending the episode. It doesn't have to be that if you've heard my show, I take some different audio clips from movies and it's put together in this little intro thing, kind of like the Tim Ferriss podcast. I was inspired by his intro and I kind of did a real estate version of that. You just need a consistent way to open it. It could be music. It could be, you know, 5 seconds of music that plays and then fades out and then you start the show. It just needs to be the same every single time. When you are watching your favorite show on Netflix or if it's NBC or whatever, if it just like randomly started and it didn't have any consistent beginning, it's hard to psychologically like get ready, right? It's like my show is starting. You have this feeling that you're like, all right, my show is starting. The intro is playing. I'm excited, ready to go. It's because of the consistency of how it starts and how it ends. You just need the same thing. There's no right or wrong way. You don't need some fancy intro like I have. It could just be music. You can even jump into it and say the same things every single time. As long as it's consistent every single time to begin it and end it, that's all you need. And then show ideas. If you decide who your audience is, what do they want to hear? Okay, so hopefully you're choosing something that you can easily come up with 20 different show topics of. If not, maybe it's not the right, maybe you're pushing it a little bit. But I'm going to show you some ideas for podcast topics to help you with these 20 plus show ideas. If you're freaking out about the 20, don't worry, I'll give you some ideas. most importantly, okay, after you plan and all this stuff, you have to launch your podcast. You have to actually publish it, put it out there, and launch it. All right. And launch with 3 to 5 episodes. Here's why. If you do a great job, the first episode is awesome and people listen. If there's just one episode and they're like, now what? We've become a binging society. We like to binge TV shows. We like to binge stuff on Netflix. That's just who we are. So, and podcasts are no different. If they love your show and then there's nothing else to listen to, the chances of them subscribing or remembering to come back whenever you publish episode 2 is pretty small. But if you have 3 episodes so they can finish the first one, go right into the second one, finish that, go right into the third one, now you've solidified your show and yourself in their mind, and chances are they're going to subscribe or at least remember to come back for more as you publish more episodes. So launch with 3 to 5 episodes. It is a huge, huge, huge deal. It helps out a lot. All right. So the host, I told you, the hosting platform sends the podcast and, you know, syndicates it where you want it to play. Here's how it works. You record the audio file, you upload it to the host, Buzzsprout. Then Buzzsprout, once you've set up the connections with Spotify and Stitcher and Alexa and Google, all you have to do is hit publish and it just goes to all the places. You pick the title, the show notes, you know, you write the description for it, all of that. You save it, you hit publish, and it goes to all the places. That's what the hosting platform does. And then it's going to give you a bunch of analytics so you know how many people are listening. It's going to show you this episode had this many listeners and, you know, the graphs and all the fun stuff. So if you guys like to nerd out on the analytics like I do, the hosting platform will do that for you. Buzzsprout is what I use. It's what we use for a lot of our industry syndicate shows, and we love that platform. So what should you podcast about? Okay, I taught you how, but now even more importantly than how to do a podcast, which let's be honest, you could YouTube that and figure out how to do a podcast, but most important is what's it about? Is it worth listening to? Is the topic something people actually want to listen to? That's what matters, all right? So here's some ideas. Well, if you're a real estate agent, what's going on locally? Your subdivision, your immediate neighborhood, your town, your city, your county, whatever. What's going on locally? See, if you do a show, a local show that's always covering what's happening locally, you're never going to run out of content. You're never going to run out of ideas. So like the high school football, the local high school is in the football championship. You can talk about that 1 week, and then the farmer's market, and then this and that. And this, there's never an end to the topics if it's based on the local area. So I'm a huge fan of local podcasts as a real estate agent, because, you know, one of the top 3 reasons realtors get hired in the first place is for our local expertise. People, buyers are looking for a local expert to help them find the best place for them to live and to raise their families. Be the local news or media source. All right. Now, if you put your reporter cap on, and I don't mean news and politics, okay, unless you want to go there, that's fine. But just cover the local area and what's happening, the cool new attractions that are moving in, businesses moving in and out, you know, all that stuff that we're all curious about in our communities. If you just cover that as a reporter would, and you do it in podcast form, people are going to keep coming back because it's not going to get stale. There's always something new to talk about, and they want to be up to date on what's happening. And if you become the source for that, and you just happen to sell real estate as well, you're going to get a lot of business from that. So really, you can do blogs in audio form. You know, how many of your local areas have, let's say it's, you know, Springfield, 15 things to do in Springfield in the summer, or the top 10 sushi restaurants in Springfield, whatever it is, those types of like blog topics, why can't you break those into podcast episodes? You can just do the blog in audio form. And that's something that, because it's not real estate related, where it's not like, you know, 5 tips for first-time home buyers or check out these new listings this week, which very few people at any given time really give a crap about, if we're being honest, then that's the type of stuff that people will share with their friends. And if you post it on social, they'll tag their friends in it and they'll share it with them because their friends want to know what's going on. You know, How cool is that? So make it about the local area and not about real estate, and you're going to grow a huge, wide audience that keeps coming back. That's the key. They keep coming back and they become an engaged audience. Rarely talk about real estate if you want them to tune in regularly. Okay. Because again, guys, look, I know we're realtors, but unless somebody's actively researching selling or researching buying or actively looking for a realtor, they don't care. They don't care about your new listing or your open house or the five tips to buy your first house. They just don't care. So if that stuff comes across, they're just going to skip past it. That's not how you grow a wide audience. You grow a wide audience by talking about real estate very little. So once your podcast is published, here's what you must do, okay? You must learn to promote it. Now, creating the podcast, getting it launched, doing regular episodes every week or whatever you decide on, that's really step one, okay? That's step one, but now you have to promote it. You have to get really freaking good at getting other people who don't know about it yet to know about it. You have to get new people to listen, and that's how the podcast grows. So how to promote your show once it's actually out there, once it's live? Ask your listeners to subscribe. It's one of the easiest, quickest things you can do. I don't know why that subscribe thing is covering that. That looks weird on my slide. Ask listeners to subscribe, all right? Because when you ask, a lot of them will. Subscribing is good for them. Okay, when you subscribe to a podcast on Apple, on Spotify, or Pocket Casts, or wherever you listen, you don't have to remember, oh, there's a new episode coming out Thursday. I better go find it. No, you don't have to go find it. The podcast player will just send you a notification, new episode available, and then you just click and listen. So the shows that you guys watch a lot, isn't it better for you to subscribe to them so you don't have to remember? Doesn't that suck to forget that there's new episodes of your show and like a month and a half later, you're like, oh man, I forgot about that show. I have to catch up now. Subscribe and invite your listeners to do the same thing. Ask for reviews and ratings on Apple Podcasts, all right? It's a huge credibility booster. Just like Yelp reviews, just like Google reviews for us realtors. If you're a realtor that has 5 Google reviews and then somebody sees another agent with 260 Google reviews, who are they most likely to reach out to? Who has the most social proof? Who's the most credible, most likely, in their eyes? It's the one with the most reviews. So if you get a bunch of reviews on your show, that's going when people come across it. And even if there's 10 other podcasts in your town, and they're not all the same, by the way, because you have your own unique voice and your personality and spin on things. But they're looking at, okay, which one do I listen to? This one has 2 reviews. This one has 12. This one has 106. That must be the best show. So get reviews and ratings on Apple Podcasts. It's a very, very big deal. Make it easy to review your show. So if you have a website for your podcast, I have a WordPress website and I use a plugin called Pretty Links. It was like $50, Pretty Links. And so I can do stuff like massiveagentpodcast.com/review. And then that link sends people wherever I want it to go. So it sends them directly to my podcast where you can review it in Apple Podcasts. Makes it super easy. When you reduce friction, you make it easier for people to do what you want them to do. Contests. I love contests. Guys, check out King Sumo. It's 100% free. It's something that creates viral contests. So it gives people a certain number of entries if they do certain things, like subscribe to your YouTube channel, they get 1 entry. Subscribe to your podcast, they get 2 entries. Share it on social media, they get 5 entries, whatever it is. So it gets them to share it and makes your contest even more viral. And it manages everything. So you can click a button to find who the winner is of the contest. King Sumo is great, whether you're using it for a podcast or just, you know, giving away a $50 gift card or whatever you do on social media. King Sumo is a great tool for that. And then if you guys are going to host a show, if you're going to go to the trouble of having a podcast, be all about it. Be all about the fact that you are a host of the show. So as my title, like on my LinkedIn profile, I'm a host of the Massive Agent Podcast. That's what I am. So link to your podcast and your email signature, your online bios, all that stuff, and share clips from the show on social media. That host, Buzzsprout, that I showed you earlier that I use, they have a really cool thing where you can take little clips and it puts little, waveforms, and you can just export it in certain sizes for stories or, you know, Square for Facebook or Instagram, and share those clips from the podcast on social. And that's how you get more people who aren't already listeners to listen, sharing clips on social media. So with all this said, the absolute key to podcasting success, the key, consistency. Like I said earlier, doing it regularly and consistently every single week, and it becomes a serious thing. You're a serious person with a serious show. It's not just some random hobby that you duct tape stuff together and it sounds all hodgepodge. No, if it comes out every Thursday morning, do it every freaking Thursday morning. And don't worry about doing it for 3 months. Don't even consider when the end date is. Just keep going. Consistency is magic. Now, here's what's going to happen. You might have a big launch and a bunch of people listen, and then month two, month three, you start to see the numbers go down a little bit. That's when a lot of people quit. Just keep going. Keep figuring out how to get more people to see it. Keep figuring out how to share it effectively on social media to promote your show, and those numbers will go back up. If I showed you my graph, it's all over the place. But the trend long-term is up. The trend long-term is up. It's not a straight line, though. There's ups, there's downs, there's ups, there's downs. Consistency is the magic that makes you successful with podcasts. Now, for those that don't want to podcast yourself, cool. Advertise on them. Okay, if there's a bunch of local podcasts, or maybe there's only one, and you're like, I don't want to do my own, why don't you go to the podcast host and say, hey, how can I sponsor your show? As Dustin the Realtor, I would like to sponsor your show. How much would that cost? Find out how many people listen to each episode, not just per month, but how many people are listening to each episode, and then figure out if it makes sense. There's a local podcast here, a local show in Salt Lake called I Am Salt Lake, and they talk about all sorts of different stuff, and it's all local listeners for the most part. Well, they have about 2,000 people that listen to each episode. You can sponsor an episode for 150, or I think it's $200. That's amazing, right? And those people, remember, they're listening to 45 minutes of the episode, and they're going to hear your business, your name, your brand promoted by the host, who in their eyes is very credible. Okay, the celebrity in their eyes is endorsing you and your brand for a few $100 an episode. You can see that money is very, very well spent. It's a very effective form of advertising to make your money go a lot further than a bus bench or something like that. So we talked about a lot of stuff. If you guys are curious about which microphone to use, you want a discount to Buzzsprout. I think they give you a $20 Amazon gift card if you're a new user. If you want to try Buzzsprout out, if you're going to do this yourself, just go to industrysyndicate.com/resources. And we have more specifics about here, get this microphone, do this, do that. And that'll really help you guys. I appreciate it. If you guys have any questions at all, let's connect. Okay, massiveagentpodcast.com, or find me on social at massiveagent. Guys, I really appreciate you letting me talk to you about podcasting today. Podcasting has changed my life and my career in many ways. I've received countless referrals from other agents. It's created all sorts of other revenue streams for my business. And something that isn't thought about a lot, I've become a much more effective and confident communicator just by having a podcast. You know, when you do something 176 straight times, you're going to get pretty good at it. You know, now would I say I'm great? I don't know, but I'm better than I was. So that is a very, very big deal. So at a minimum, starting a podcast can really help you break out of your shell, build some confidence, communicate more effectively and more concisely, which will help you in your business without a doubt. Hope to hear from you guys. Hope you guys took a lot from this. Let me know how you're doing. Take care, guys.